Hello everybody and welcome to The Sound of Running. Summer is finally here, and after an extended period of recovery from doing both the London and the Edinburgh Marathon, I am back out pounding the streets and trails. I love summer. I think it's a product of growing up in Britain. Our summers are so fleeting and fragile that you value them the way that people from other countries value rare gems or endangered species. But while I'm enjoying the season, I already have one eye on the coming autumn. Or as we runners like to call it, the second marathon season. Okay, maybe I'm the only runner in the world that calls it that. The first marathon season starts around mid-March and ends at the beginning of May, when all the marathons are in spring, and then in autumn there's another set of marathons. So with that in mind, I'm now looking at which marathons I want to run this autumn. I've already left it too late to register for Berlin, but apart from that, the world is literally my oyster. So I thought I'd share with you the factors I use to weigh up how to choose a marathon. Factor number one, where in the world? Runners are now spoilt for choice. Nearly every major city in every country has a marathon, from Adelaide to Zanzibar. With the opportunity and excuse to go to such amazing places, then pick somewhere you would be interested in going even if you weren't running. Just for the record, Zanzibar hold a half marathon, not a marathon, but A to Z just sounds cool. Factor number two, how much? The world might be my oyster, but unfortunately I can't afford to buy every pearl I see. So how much does it cost to get to? How much does the marathon cost to enter? How expensive are the hotels in the area? Etc, etc. Money talks and you get the picture. Factor number three, why am I doing this? Am I trying to beat my PB? Then I need a flat course. Am I trying to fulfill my ambition of running a marathon every continent? I've done Europe and South America, so all I've got is Asia, Africa, North America, and possibly Australasia if you count that as a continent. Factor number four, does size really matter? I much prefer small marathons. When I run, I'm in a world of my own. For example, I preferred the Whole Foods breakfast run, for example, a lot more than the London Marathon, which has loads of spectators. And the spectacle of the marathon seems almost more important than the running itself. And finally, factor number five, how big is my ego? Although marathon running is about personal challenges, when you listen to runners chat, there's often a fair bit of bragging rights. I like the kudos I get when I tell people I've run the Rio Marathon, for example. I'm in awe of some of the trail marathon runners who go off-road and can tell you about the mountains they literally had to climb to get to the finish line. So with those five criteria at the forefront of mind, I've picked two marathons for this year's second marathon season. The phrase is never going to catch up. Okay, so the two marathons are, drum roll please, Warsaw and Nairobi. Warsaw, because I've never been to Poland, I'm fascinated by Eastern Europe, it's cheap to get to, accommodation is cheap, and I might be able to get a PB. It's a very flat course, so that's looking good for me. Right. And Nairobi, well, that fulfills my ambition to run in all the different continents of the world, and when it comes to bragging rights, I'm running with Kenyans. Need I say more? So now I've got to start training, enjoy the summer runs, because Warsaw is only 3 months away. So I'll tell you how the training goes. Take care, everybody.